You are listening to Social Media Decoded, a podcast dedicated to helping entrepreneurs and business owners simplify social media and thrive online. We provide actionable information that you can use and see results. I'm your host, Michelle Thames, and let's get started. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Social Media Decoded podcast, the number one podcast to help you understand social media better so that you grow your business, get more clients, and monetize. And I'm your host, Michelle Thames, helping you navigate the vast and ever-changing digital landscape. You know, I got you, friend. And today we are diving into a concept that's transformative, okay? Not just personally, but professionally, especially in the realm of online business. And y'all know that's what this podcast is all about, right? We're talking about the growth mindset, a philosophy that can be fundamental and change how you approach challenges and opportunities in the digital world. So let's talk about it. The term growth mindset was popularized by Carol Dweck, which was different from, let's talk about, a fixed mindset. Okay, so in essence, a growth mindset embraces challenges, views failures as learning opportunities because of entrepreneurship, and believes in the capacity for fundamental growth. In the competitive and fast-paced online business world, adopting a growth mindset is very crucial. I want to explore why and how, because I'm saying all of this too in this episode to say, I have had to definitely develop a growth mindset, and I just want to share some things that I've learned and why it is just really important as a business owner and in this digital space to have a growth mindset. It matters. First of all, the digital space is dynamic. What worked yesterday may not work today. And if you have a growth mindset, it keeps you agile. It keeps you ready to pivot and adapt. I've had to pivot and adapt so many times. In just 2024, I've pivoted 3 times in my business. It's April and I've pivoted. I'm going in a whole new different direction for Q2. And that's okay because it fuels innovation, right? When you're not afraid to fail, you are more likely to take calculated risks that can lead to groundbreaking discoveries. I've taken so many calculated risks. I can say that I was a person that said, I'm about to hire a coach. I don't need no coach. I don't need no consult. I don't need that. When I first started, I was like, I don't need that. And then I was like, man, this is a lot of work. I really wish that I can get the blueprint quicker. I wish there was somebody who could just tell me every single thing that I need to do and I'll do it and I can take this risk and I know that it will be a reward. Hiring my first coach did that. She taught me a lot of different things. I worked with her one-on-one. She told me anything that I wanted to know. This is how I was like, oh, I was tripping. Like, there are people out here who will give you the blueprint play by play and it will help you, right? And so I was able to take that calculated risk. I was able to not only make the money back, but learn so much, right? And so I was that person, but I have a growth mindset. And when I hired a coach, it just helped me even more. I want to also talk about overcoming setbacks with resilience, because being an entrepreneur, OMG. I would have never even thought a lot of the things that I've been through, but I'm really glad that I did grow through them because I am resilient because of every single thing that I've been through. Every digital entrepreneur, not just me, knows these setbacks and they are a part of the journey, my friend. I feel like a growth mindset turns these setbacks into stepping stones. And when I say that all of my L's are lessons, I've just said, okay, ooh, that was a lesson. Let me move forward. Let me keep going forward. Instead of seeing everything like a failed campaign or a product launch that didn't work as a blow, I viewed it as a lesson. I asked myself, what can I learn from this? So this is what I want you to ask yourself. What can you learn from this? What can you learn from what has happened? And I know and feel that this perspective is empowering and it helps to foster resilience. It has in me, friend. So I know it will in you. But you're like, Michelle, how do we even cultivate this growth mindset? First, I want you to acknowledge your potential for growth. You have to believe in yourself. I 100% believe in myself. I started this podcast in my bedroom where I'm still recording. I record the podcast. I produce the podcast. I post the podcast. If I wouldn't have thought that I could do it, I wouldn't even press record. I knew that this could be something. So know that you have the potential for growth. Understand that skills and intelligence can be developed. I did not have podcasting skills. I didn't know nothing about this, but I've developed skills in podcasting and it has been successful for my business. I want you to embrace challenges and persist in the face of setbacks. I've had so many setbacks in my business. Just last year, I had a crushing blow to someone stealing a client from me who I thought was a friend. I could have let that crush me, but I said, nope, I'm going to learn from it. I'm going to learn from it. And most importantly, I celebrated everything. Like, thank you for this because now I know, right? Now I know. So practice makes permanent. Like, that's what I think. Start small. Set yourself a challenge that you've been avoiding due to fear of failure, whatever it is that the thing that's been putting off. And I'm sitting here telling you on this podcast that mine is finishing my book. I am almost there, but the fear is really, really coming over me. And I want you to hold me accountable. If you can, if you're listening, and if you want to help me, check in with me, see how this book is going. Be on me because I really want to finish this. So I am setting myself a challenge because I've been avoiding finishing this book. And I'm telling myself I have the next 45 days to finish this book. Okay. I want this book to be done before June, at least. So I'm getting myself before June, May, this book is going to be finished. So let's see what happens, right? This practice will gradually build your growth mindset muscle. So I want you to do this with me, my friend. So applying the growth mindset to strategies in your business. In practical terms, my friend, for your online business, this means staying updated with digital trends and being open to continuously learning and growing and learning new skills. Engage with your community and customers on an active basis. Their feedback is gold for your growth, right? Experiment with new marketing strategies, analyze the results, refine and repeat. That's all that I do. I want you to remember that every attempt brings you closer to the mastery. The mastery doesn't happen like in the beginning. The mastery happens when you continue to be consistent, when you continue to move forward, when things don't knock you down. That's what keeps you moving forward, right? That's what builds resistance. So if you're eager to shift gears and embrace this growth mindset fully, I would love to hear how you're going to apply these principles to your digital journey. Please follow me over on Instagram at Michelle L. Thames and DM me. I love to hear from you all. I love hearing from you when you reach out to me. I appreciate the listeners of this podcast. You all are so amazing. You know, when I first started this, I was like, is anybody going to even listen? That was a fear. But I had the growth mindset to know that if I just keep going, people will listen. And I'm probably on my like 300 something plus episode by now, right? I post 3 podcast episodes a week. I'm consistent. And I want to do this. So follow me. Go ahead and follow me on Instagram. Let me know. Send me a DM. I want to hear from you. Okay. Let's cultivate a community that thrives on growth, resilience, and constant learning, my friend. But I want to thank you so much for tuning in today to today's podcast episode. I want you to remember that adopting a growth mindset is transformative. Okay. It's a journey that opens up endless possibilities for not only personal, but professional development. And I am your host, Michelle Thames of the Social Media Decoded Podcast. Make sure that you hit that subscribe button so that you never miss an episode. I post Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Until next time, my friend, keep growing, keep striving, and keep unlocking your true potential in the digital world. Thank you so much for being a listener of the Social Media Decoded podcast. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. I hope that you got some gems. If you got some gems, make sure to tag me on Instagram at Michelle L. Thames and share those gems with me. I cannot wait to talk to you all in the next one. Peace.